Oh, I have a sneeze coming. Hold on.
All right.
Oh my God, that was really good. That was a good sneeze.
I'm so glad.
Do you know a sneeze is an eighth of an orgasm?
Is that true?
I don't know, but if you sneeze,
I don't think mine are that fulfilling.
Mine, that one felt really good. Jackson, are we rolling?
Right.
Oh, good. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh my God, we're already in.
Are we doing it?
Oh my God, we're doing it.
Okay.
I wasn't really ready. I don't know why. I just was sitting here.
Well, I sneezed and I wasn't thinking we were going to keep it in, but I kind of liked it.
Okay,
so
then
we're sneezes in.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thirsty Thursday. Welcome back, y'all.
I just ate for the first time today. That's so scary. I'm a little burnt out, but I bet you halfway through this, I'm going to get a little burst of energy.
We came back to Sid's house. I didn't think I was hungry, and then all of a sudden, I was like about to faint. We just demolished your entire
kitchen. I had to scarf, dude. I was like, holy crap. I'm like, got to eat everything in sight.
That's why we can't let ourselves get that hungry.
I know. That's not a good habit.
No, it is not a good habit.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. I missed you. I was gone all weekend hanging out, running around.
Going around.
Los Angeles, my favorite place in the world. You keep throwing.
Yeah, I want to hear. Everywhere. I do want to hear about your trip to LA because looked so amazing. Also, Jordan's cute Insta post.
He's
Jordan's Sid's boyfriend, by the way. If you're just tuning in, he's so cute
sometimes.
But before, I just want to share. Last episode, we had Rekaya on. Rekaya Jordan. She shared such an amazing story, and
it was amazing.
We've had a lot of messages about that episode.
A lot.
Like, it touched a lot of people. So if you haven't, please go listen. But I did want to share one from someone who's dealing with like a little bit of an injury, who's usually normally an athletic person who probably plays sports. And he just messaged us and said, I just want to say thank you for having Rekaya on. The past 2 weeks I thought have been hard for me, and then I was absolutely grounded by her story. Thank you so much.
I love that.
So I just wanted to share that. But
making differences, yeah. Man, that's the whole point. We want to share people's stories, and we want people to come on here and share things that are maybe not always in the public eye, or you know, not shared enough. And Rekaya did just that. And honestly, if you haven't listened and you skipped over any episodes that we've passed, like
one of my faves,
you've got to listen to that one. It's life changing, is what it is, for real. Worth it.
Also, Topo Chico.
What are you doing over there?
Topo Chico's also.
Can I taste that?
Also life changing. Topo Chico. I've been calling it that all night. Oh, it's so good.
It's just flavored water.
Yeah, but think of this.
Think
of this with a little tequila, a little lime juice, and you get to drink it out of the bottle, so you feel like really,
sure, but
you feel cool.
Okay. All right. Well, mm-hmm. I get that. God, I love Los Angeles, and can I tell you, Jackson came for one night. Like, well, how many hours? 26.
Wait.
Not even.
It was like 16.
He flew in, went to Kygo.
Let me hear it.
Okay, I'm not even going to tell for you. Sorry,
so
I'm always like, you're crazy.
I had to hook up for extra tickets, and Kygo is literally my favorite artist, and I've never seen him. And Sid told me she was going, and then I looked at plane tickets. I had the miles, and I was like, you know what?
Fuck it.
I'm going out. I'm going out for the night. So I booked a plane ticket. Flew in
for the night.
Literally for the night.
Did you have a hotel booked or anything? Or
so I thought about it, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to book a flight. I'll get in at 6 p.m. Kygo concert will maybe end midnight. Go out after. And I'm flying out at 6 a.m. So I'm like, you know what? Save money. I'll go out instead.
He's insanity. He's literally insane.
Did you stay out all night?
Not all night, but pretty darn close.
What? You're nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
worth it, too. Oh, my God. He was incredible.
Midnight our time when the concert ends, 2 a.m. Yeah. Or is 2 a.m. Minnesota time. So you turn me up a little tiny bit. Sorry, I sound kind of funny. But it was, L.A. was amazing. Being there was amazing. I'm a little obsessed with Los Angeles, I'm not going to lie. But I went surfing, which was freaking insane.
I bet you're good at it because you're a wake surfer.
I was it
not
was,
gonna lie. Yeah, it was
no,
pretty
I
li- good.
Literally,
that.
I didn't want to say anything, but like,
she kind of paused and smirked at me, and
I was
said that.
I okay.
Like,
it wasn't
yeah,
good.
I was pretty damn.
Here's
good.
The thing, though. I was kind of trying to look cool because there was a lot of cool people out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, oh,
so
God.
You gotta try.
So, here's the funny thing. This is when you know you're bad. Like, people paddle and they go really far, like really far.
Oh yeah.
And I paddle and I'm like,
I'm not going anywhere.
And I paddled right into this fucking wave. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving anywhere. I'm. people look cool everywhere around you. They've got these cool, like, custom surfboards. These guys ride on these tiny little surfboards. I'm on this big mama. And right when I was like, I'm going to catch his wave, it looks so cool, it crashed right before you, which means it turned over already and it sucked me in. And I landed an inch on shore. No, oh. It takes you all the way in if you can't get out. And I was like, no, I'm just doing lessons.
You tumbled up on the sand.
I literally into the shore and I was like, and I came up, my hair was combed over and I stood up and I was like, okay.
You know what? Like, you know okay. What? You know what really grinds my gears?
What?
Is when girls are in the ocean, whatever, they're surfers, maybe, whatever. They come
they're
out.
They're so cool.
Yeah, God. They're so fucking cool. I wish I was them. But they come out of the ocean. Oh, they come out of the ocean. Their hair is like beach waves and like gorgeous looking. I come out looking like a naked mole rat.
No, I look like a rat.
My hair gets like ratted.
I look like a motherfucking rat.
My hair doesn't like dry nicely. It dries into one big knot when I'm in the ocean. Yeah. It's like not
it's
cute.
It's accurate. It's gross.
It is not cute. Was that your straight-handed moment, would
no,
you say?
No, I wouldn't say that was.
Let me hear your straight-handed moment.
This is
the
kind
week.
Of just an interesting one is like, when you are in Los Angeles on the beach, nobody gives a flying F. You can look like grunge and you would look sweet. Like, everybody wears what they want to wear and that's like their look and everyone looks good. It's like, it's very interesting. It's not like Minnesota at all.
Can you give me like, what do you
mean? An example. So like, people wear like a random sports bra and like a random purse that like they probably got from the dollar store and like these grungy dad shoes and they look sick. It doesn't make, but
because they're in LA on the beach.
On the beach. And you're like, wow.
Like if you took an Instagram photo with a nice filter, it'd be like the next Kendall Jenner
literally,
look.
You're like, that's grunge chic, man.
Grunge
and then,
chic.
But
he's like, I'm homeless. Do you have any money?
Like, I'm like, oh,
you're
sorry
like,
about
oh,
that.
Oh, thought
but
your outfit was
people,
sick, man.
They've cleaned up the homelessness there a little bit, but it's still pretty bad, which is really, it's sad is what it is. But we were inland a little bit the first night and I was freaking starving and I was with my friend Maggie and we're like, let's go get, you know, some food, whatever. So I threw on my sweatpants and some Air Force Ones because I don't go out in that area, whatever. We ended up at the nicest restaurant, was the only place serving food. We tried six other places. And so they looked at us before we walked in. This guy went around his stand, looked at my shoes, looked at my pants, looked at my crop top and he goes, you guys are coming in here? And I was like, I just want a pizza, sir. I'm really hungry. And he did end up seating us outside, but everyone turned around and was like this.
Because you weren't dressed the way
you weren't dressed
supposed.
Nice. Nope. We were not dressed nice at all. We weren't planning on going there. It's not like we showed up to go there.
That's so funny because that would never happen.
Oh
here,
no, but
Minneapolis.
People were like, Oh, they would turn around. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you get the pizza? Was it worth it?
Yeah, but it just felt awkward. Oh. I felt like I was like, nom, nom. Like I felt like I was just like this creeper in the corner. My actual straight candy moment, I'll tell you, is my stomach gets really upset when I eat random foods and I eat at different times.
Yes, we even had a Sid poop story in a
it's
while.
It's a Sid poop story. If
oh
you've
my
missed
God.
Them, they're back because it never stops.
Back and better than ever, baby.
Back and better than ever.
I sound kind of weird in the mic.
I know, I kind of do too, but we went to Kaigo. I drank quite a bit of beer. I'm very, you know, gluten sensitive, I would say.
Yeah.
Sure. Right? Woke up in the morning. I did not feel well.
6 months pregnant.
I looked like a giant puffer fish. And I went to the baño. And Jordan was still sleeping, that sweet little sleepy angel.
Thank God,
and
I
used the restroom. I forgot my poopery. No bueno. And then I left the room and I'm like, okay, I got deodorant. I'm like, deodorant, okay. And I go over, I'm like, I got a little, you know, put perfume in there. Yeah, that's great. I put a little, and I'm like, what else do I have? A little bit of Jordan perfume, or Jordan's cologne. Okay, cool.
Just everything.
Try to find a fan, no fan. I'm like, oh God. Okay, so I go back and lay down in bed. I try to do it really lightly. I'm like, okay, lay down. Oh. And then Jordan gets up immediately. He's like, oh, I have to use the restroom.
Oh,
runs
fuck.
In there, and all I hear is, oh my God. And I go, no, please, no. I go, Jordan, please don't go in there. Please come back. And he goes, I didn't know a little person could do this. That's all he said. And he didn't use the restroom until we even got coffee.
Oh, wow. I was just picturing you like freaking out in the bathroom, like taking the door. This is another good tactic. There's no fan.
Do, you move the door.
You think I didn't do that? Or soap on the hands and you wave your hands like this.
Oh, I'd have never thought about that.
Just a tip.
Just a
pro tip.
Anyway.
But girls don't poop. We don't have buttholes.
We don't have buttholes. But
that's
anywho,
great. I love that. I missed your poop story. So thanks
I've
for sharing.
Got, you guys, I swear to God, I have great straight candid moments. I don't write them down. And I'm not embarrassed easily. So it's hard for me to like rethink. I'm like, what did embarrassed me the other day?
Also,
nothing.
Listeners, I want to hear your poop tactics.
Okay. Yeah. Because
like,
tell me.
If you have to poop at a guy's house, because this has been, you know, I'm kind of seeing this new boy.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
guys, what the hell am I gonna do? Like, I've been avoiding the situation like altogether.
Well, you just wait, sister. It's
yeah. So
soon.
I need the tactics. Like, what happens if I have to go? What are we gonna do if I go? So give the tips.
Send them in, please.
Also, Poopery would be a genius sponsorship for us.
I know.
So candid.
I wrote down their email because I was like, I should send them
really?
An email. Yes, I did.
All right, Poopery, bring it in.
Poopery, we're coming.
Bring
for
it in. All right, my strike candid moment. Do you want
to
hear it?
Hit me.
All right, so. I
laughs before yeah, she tells it.
I don't. I went to the Queen 92 concert, Chelsea Keller. So fun. It was at Armory, right? And, so I got a little intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
And the next day, the boy said to me, he goes, "You know what you kept doing last night?" I go,
sorry, you had a drop of Propel on your lip. Oh, no, I did. I felt it.
He goes, "You would come up and act like you're about to kiss me, but instead you would spit your drink in my mouth."
You were doing that?
Yeah. He goes, "You were doing not that. Not once, not twice, but three times."
You were doing this?
I was doing that. I don't know why. Like, I can't remember the intention behind it. But apparently it's called baby birding, because I was telling my other friend.
Yeah.
She was like, "You were baby birding him."
What
I was like, what was why? Why? Why?
But he's still around, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's
hope
around.
So. Fingers crossed.
Oh my God.
Maybe not once I tell this story, but.
See, sorry, but this is a good example of like, what? First of all, what the fuck?
Yeah, like why?
Why were you doing that?
I don't know. He goes, "Don't you ever do that again."
Was he pissed?
Yeah.
I bet he kind of was.
He was like, "I thought you were, you know."
Is he a little bit of a germaphobe?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
Okay. No, me neither.
But I mean, that is a little nasty. Like, I'm spitting my.
Disgusting.
I didn't want to drink my
Jordan
drink.
Jordan would literally be like, what the hell? What are you doing?
I don't even.
I'm going home.
Yeah, like three so times. Pissed. Come on. One's enough. All right, so.
Oh, Jesus.
We got
okay,
that.
Here's the thing, though. If you're dating anybody and they're like, you know, like saying that you're doing weird things or, you know, putting off what you're doing. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example of like, you left something out that was so annoying. That's just like something you don't want to be with like, you fucking spit in the guy's mouth like three times at a concert. Like, you can kind of get away with murder here, people. Like, find a good one and hang on, okay?
If they let you spit in your mouth,
if they let you baby bird, you found a good one, okay?
Keep them.
I do have to say, when we were at Kygo brought out Chainsmokers. He brought out One Republic. It was like,
oh,
it was
insane. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
You guys. But I drank so much beer that by the time it was about four
songs. Why were you
songs,
drinking beer?
They don't sell, they weren't, okay. I was about to say they don't sell hard liquor. I have no idea. It was just the first thing I saw. I don't, I have no clue. There were
yeah,
lines
like,
were
you're
so
not usually
long.
A beer.
I'm not a beer person. Nope. But the lines were so long.
So you're so, like, I'll just take
I
a beer.
Was like, whatever. We drank so much beer that by the time it was like five songs away from what we thought was the end, I literally was about to burst out of my skirt. Like, literally, I looked and my stomach was peeling over the top and I was uncomfortable. And I was like, oh my God, okay, it's only like two more songs. And then it was a third. And then I looked at Jordan. I'm like, I got to use the restroom. And he's like, it's almost over. Can't you hold it for two?
Mm.
And at this point, I'm like extremely uncomfortable. You're going to just wait for this. And I picked up a cup off the ground and I was getting ready to pee in it. That's how badly I had to pee.
Wait, this whole time, Sid. This whole time, I'm obviously thinking you're about to shit because it's Sid.
Oh, no.
I thought you were about
to
tell me you shit in a red Solo cup.
No, but I picked up the cup off the ground. And I'm like, and he goes, don't, Sydney, don't. And I was gonna pee in the cup on the dance floor. No, but I will tell you, I gave myself a urinary tract infection for how long I held my pee.
Did you actually?
That's how bad I had to go. And if anyone tells you that your pee, that you can hold it a little longer.
I hate those people.
Watch yourself.
Sounds like my dad.
Oh, just hold it. And I'm like, okay, you want me to pee on your hand? Come on. Okay, so anywho, that's just like a long story short of what the weekend was, but it was
fun.
A blast. It was
fun.
It was so fun.
Worth it. Worth
complete. Oh my God, we got to go to LA. We would have so much fun.
Into it.
Do you want to read the others? Did you have another nope. listener write in? Oh, I thought we had two.
No.
Oh, it's on my phone. That's over there. So never mind. I'll read it later. But you guys, we wanted to talk today and bring it full circle about family dynamics and different dynamics that come with siblings, come with parents, come with families, and just talk about like how that creates who you are, mm-hmm. your upbringing, like different things that you can look for in your, you know, significant other's families that you're like, what the hell? My family doesn't do that. Or like, holy shit, my family's weird. So yeah, like,
we shared, we put these messages out on our Straight Candid story and you guys wrote in some funny shit. So we're going to share that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lots
about like meeting his family, meeting her family. Yes or no's deal breakers. And also, yeah, birth order, what makes our personalities like the way we are, depending on what order you were born, which is
so insane.
Which is insane, which is sometimes like, is this actually science or is this more like, you know, zodiac vibe things?
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
I think there's a little to be said about it. So
I think so too.
I kind of wanted to share some birth order stuff because I took a little quiz online and it asked me the most random ass questions. And it was like 15 questions. And then it told me which order I was born, if I was oldest, middle child, or youngest.
Interesting.
And it was actually right. And then it gave me characteristics of myself. So I was like, this is cool. I'm going to do it to Sid on the podcast.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yes. Wait, it actually guessed that you were...
Yeah, it takes a guess.
It guessed that you were the middle child.
Middle child.
And I got it right.
Yep. So
okay, weird. Okay.
I will be honest, I don't know how much science this is based behind because some of these questions are laughable.
Okay, I'm ready.
But it's fun. Okay. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? 5, 10, 15, 20, 1 hour or more than two?
Like 1 hour? Okay. Well, 20 minutes if it's like working from home. It's weird. COVID's weird.
Pick a Disney princess. Belle, Snow White, Ariel, Cinderella, Snow White, Jasmine.
I don't even like... Okay.
Pick one. Like who you would relate with.
Okay, read them again.
Belle, Snow White, Ariel, Cinderella, Snow White, Jasmine.
I feel like Ariel. I don't know.
Okay. Click. Love or a fighter? Lover or a fighter?
Fighter.
Spirit animal. Nemo, eagle, cat, or dog?
Eagle?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that. Wow, you answered that fast.
I don't know. I just felt like I was soaring for a second. Soaring.
Flying. Which word fits you best? Perfectionist, okay. Ambitious, imaginative, responsible, nonconformist, empathetic, or assertive? If you want to look at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are they? Because that kind of comes quick. I would say ambitious or...
Nope, just one.
Okay, ambitious.
I picked perfectionist.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Okay. Biggest pet peeve, people who chew loudly, people who don't text back, people who don't cover mouth when they cough, people who are always late, people who talk loudly in quiet restaurants, people who use too many hashtags.
The cough.
Cough.
So annoying.
Okay.
I'm like, don't you spread your little germy germs over here.
COVID.
No, seriously. You look at the person in the grocery store, you're like, oh my God.
I went to a fitness class this morning and I'm still coming off of a cold that isn't COVID. I got tested for it. And I like have to cough every now and then. And I'm just so self-conscious
like,
of it. Yeah. Okay. What would you say you're good? Oh, sorry. Would you say you're good with dealing with conflict? Conflict. Yes. You tend to be level-headed and diplomatic. Not really, but tend to instigate conflict. Not. Sorry. What does that say? No. Mainly because I'm sensitive. I avoid conflict at all costs.
The first one.
Okay.
Yes.
Which of these three words is closest to your weakness? Selfish, stubborn, jealous, arrogant, insecure, lazy, entitled, anxious.
Probably stubborn.
Favorite meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert?
Dinner.
Oh. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate your independence.
5.
Yes, bitch.
As independent as they
strong
are made.
Independent woman. How do you feel about being the center of attention? I crave attention. Give it all to me. I like attention and resent when other people don't. I don't really care either way. It makes me very anxious.
It makes me anxious, but I don't really care. I would say I don't really care. It's closer.
Which of these yearbook superlatives? Yep. Would you have had the best chance of winning?
I did win one. I remember.
What was it?
Best smile.
Okay. What about out of these? Class clown, most likely to spend a night in jail, most likely to marry rich, most likely to succeed, or teacher's pet?
Class clown.
Yes. Pick an ice. Ice cream, iceberg, ice hockey, vanilla ice.
Ice hockey.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what it comes up with.
Wait. So it tells you?
Yep.
How do you know? Oh, you're calculating.
It just calculates it. Uploads. It's like one of those like magazine quizzes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Oldest.
Whee!
Tends to be someone who makes your own path, inventive, creative. Firstborns bask in their parents' presence, which may explain why they sometimes act like mini adults. They are also diligent and want to excel at everything they do. As the leader of the pack, firstborns often tend to be reliable, conscientious, structured, cautious, controlling achievers. Okay. That's kind of accurate.
I'm kind of creeped out because it sounds like me, but I sound terrible on paper.
Okay. Cons. Okay. We all have cons though. Okay. Success comes with a price. So listeners, obviously listen to this if you're oldest too. Firstborns tend to be type A personalities who never cut themselves any slack.
Uh-oh.
They often have an intense fear of failure, so nothing they accomplish ever feels good enough.
Okay. I feel attacked and I feel like there's a lot of cameras on me right now. And
okay, if you're a middle,
they have a middle one.
Yeah, I have. Okay. I'm going to share the middle and the youngest if you're listening and this
I want to hear the youngest one so bad because it's you. Or mean middle. I'm, oh my God, I'm sorry. Middle, I said youngest, but I was looking at the one down
youngest
there.
We'll think of Taylor.
Okay.
Okay, if you're the middle child, this is what mine came out with. I'll tell you what I think is accurate, what I don't. But the middle child often feels the need to compete with both the younger and older sibling for parental attention. Definitely do that. They might compete for attention between siblings as they risk being ignored by one or the other. As they find themselves in the middle of everything, they may also become the peacemaker. They're people pleasers. Yep. Somewhat rebellious. Yep. I loved a baby bird. Thrives on friendships.
Baby bird.
So rebellious. Thrives on friendships, has a large social circle, peacemaker. Cons, their personality may be dulled down by their siblings, making them quiet and even tempered. Definitely not.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. Youngest. Here we go. Youngest children tend to be the most free-spirited due to their parents' increasingly laissez-faire attitude towards parenting the second or third or fourth or fifth time around. The baby of the family tends to have the following birth order traits. Tay-Tay.
Listen.
Here you are. We got fun-loving, uncomplicated, manipulative, outgoing, attention-seeker, self-centered.
Taylor's going to kill me.
Yeah, right?
Some of those are accurate. Some of them are not. Whatever.
So that's
it's
what
close
we got,
enough.
Y'all. You can take
Jackson,
the quiz.
What are you, by the way? You are a...
I'm middle child.
You are. Does that resonate with you?
Definitely. More so for me where you said even tempered or something at the end. I don't remember, but...
Do you think you're even keel?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you are. You come off so chill.
Also peacemaker. I feel like you don't really like conflict.
Definitely more of a peacemaker. Yeah. But yeah, Britt's definitely more of the conflict.
Oh, so Britt the oldest?
Youngest, actually.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
But
I was
by
just
a
curious.
Long shot. So I wonder if that changes anything because it's her brother was maybe 13, 14 oldest brothers. So
it changes. Yeah. Changes with how many kids there are to there's two versus three versus four. It always is different.
I think it all comes down to the attachment you have to your parents or your mother.
I think so too.
I don't know. It just. Everyone has a different attachment to your parents.
Taylor, and she'll kill me for this, but Taylor was intense as a child. Very intense.
What do you mean by intense?
She did not, if she wanted the Cinderella toothbrush that sang,
she would get the
damn
Cinderella.
She got it that night. No, it was a tantrum until she had it. And we were not spoiled. So it was just, my parents were what is going on? I said no. And she'd be no. And scream and run around. And it was just the younger child thing. I ate all my food because it was put in front of me and I was told to do it. And they were so much more stern with me, because I was the first one. Yep. So I got all the I got in trouble all the time. I got grounded one time, only once. My parents are not strict. I was one whole time. It was so hard. I always was out past curfew and I'd come back and my mom would be standing at the door, even though I was the one sober cabbing everyone home.
Yeah.
And I was 15 minutes late.
Oh my gosh.
My mom's standing there and she's like, oh my, she was pissed.
Did you?
And
then, so you had a curfew?
I had a curfew. Taylor had a curfew.
Way later, right? My brother's curfew was way later.
2 a.m. And she never followed it. And she'd oh yeah, sorry mom, I slept at my friend's house or whatever. And my mom was already had no idea. She's gosh. Bye, whatever. I'm like, what the hell? I go, are you kidding me? Taylor's cray cray over here and I'm not doing anything. And she'd come home and I hate that I'm spilling the beans on Taylor, but we came home hungover a time or two.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not feeling very well. And I'd have to pretend I'm so hungry for this banana bread. And I'd almost throw up. And Taylor's just like, I'm hungover. I'm sick. And my mom's like, oh, honey, what do you need?
Oh,
I'm like, what
gosh.
The hell? It was so unfair. I'm like, God dang it.
Yeah, it's so funny because I can definitely see you being the oldest. And it makes sense, though, because the oldest doesn't have anyone to look up to, really. It's you created your own path, which is interesting because that's why your sister looks up to you so much, is because your job, like you had nothing to base off of. Like for my sister, I'm like, oh, she's science major. My dad's a doctor. Like I should probably do science. I thought about it. I majored in public health, in fact, you know? So, it's nice to, there's definitely benefits to being the oldest where you create your future. And it's like,
there's pros and there's cons.
There's definitely, for sure.
I would say pros, like from what I've experienced is like, I got to choose the whole direction. Mm-hmm. I got to be the driver of my own success. So like,
and
I've
should
never
all
been
be like that,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Right. I would never let anybody describe me as lazy because I'm just not.
Absolutely.
Never
not.
Have been, never will be. Like, that's just not a word that I have. Mm-hmm. No one did things for me. So like, I just had to do them. I grew up fast, which is a pro, but it's also a con because I felt there's always been pressure on me. So that's the con. It's like my parents were always like, come on, you can do better. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? I just always felt like I was under magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm. It's also interesting because my parents were more strict with my sister, like you said.
Really?
Yeah. And then when they got to me, so my sister didn't drink, didn't party, do anything in high school. And I was a very good girl until senior year of high school. That's when I decided I was like, I can have a little fun. And like my mom knew everything and she was totally chill with it. And what's funny is like my sister actually had like when she went off to college, she didn't know how to deal with alcohol because she had never drank it.
True.
In high school. Which can be kind of scary. So like as a parent, where do you find that balance? And like, what are you going to do with your kids? Are you going to be like free for all? Like, I trust you enough to just go be like party and do this stuff. Are you going to be strict? Like what's going to be your parenting style? Do you know?
I always say, I'm like, when I was younger, I was like, I'm just gonna be so much more chill.
Yeah.
And then
such
my personality is not chill at all. Like I think I'm going to be intense at the sports games.
Yes.
But when it comes to, I'm going to be like, are you kidding me? Dude, Joey, go.
If
I don't know why I said Joey, but I feel like that's his name.
If I was your daughter, son, I would be so nervous to play my sport in front of you.
It's because you're gonna go out there.
It's like
and
kick when ass. my dad would come to my soccer games, I would get so nervous because I wanted I knew he'd get mad if I didn't play well.
Yeah, my parents never got mad, but my dad wouldn't say anything when I wouldn't play well.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew I didn't play well. Cause he'd be like,
oh, I hated that feeling.
You guys didn't do too hot. And I'm like, oh God, I probably didn't score. I only did 3 goals, not 4. No, I'm kidding. But with drinking, I would say I just have to establish no lying. As long as you're honest with me and as long as you're safe, mm-hmm. I'm going to I can't coddle you forever.
I like that.
I think by the time you get to be 16, you have to start letting them make their own decisions. They drive a car. And never drink and drive. I will never be okay with that ever in my entire life. You know, but like there's just these little things, but I'll let them I probably know that you're going to a party on a Friday night after a football game, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to, as long as you're not taking your car, I'm going to probably be like, whatever.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Did I tell you the story of the one time I got caught drinking?
No, let me hear it.
Oh my God, you guys. I don't know why I'm having deja vu. Maybe I did tell this, but it's a good one.
Okay, let me hear it.
My friend, for my birthday, I turned, I think, 16, got me a crap ton of all the way almost empty bottles that she took from her brother's house, college house. Do you know this story?
No.
Oh, and so I had I'm not kidding, probably 10. Like giant
almost
2 liters.
Oh,
2 liters
God.
With this much left. Like I'm showing maybe a centimeter left. And she's like, we can have a shot of each. Like I took them and I put them in the back of my car. And you guys, there was drops left. But we were like, oh my God, alcohol. I've never done this before. Blah, blah, blah.
You were 16?
Yes. Okay, so listen to this. I didn't know where to put them because I was like, oh crap, my parents. So I put them in my drawers before school because I was like, well, why would my mom go in my pant drawer? And I hid them in there
all of them. I wonder if you would have just combined them all.
Well, I scattered them. I didn't know what to do. It was all different. It was like Fireball.
Disgusting.
You know what I mean? Different types. And I was like, okay, whatever. Go to school. I went to somebody's house after and I came home. And I'm like, that's weird. My parents aren't together, but my dad's here. And I, walked in and literally it was like a fucking movie. All the lights were off except the light above the countertop. All the bottles lined up on the countertop. And my parents are not yellers. They're just stern and quiet. And
that's
that
important,
is
though.
Scarier
it really
than
is.
Anything else. And I walked in and I looked at them and I looked at the bottles and they were, my mom and dad were just sitting there, hands crossed like this. And they go, we're going to have a talk. And I was like, you don't get it. I'm like, no, I didn't drink those. I swear to God.
They probably thought you drank them all.
They wanted to send me to an alcohol help camp because I had drank all these huge bottles of liquor. I had never touched in my entire life.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Mom, I swear. I'm like, I swear to you, I got them from this person. Like,
you
and
can
she
call
brought
her.
Them. Yes, you can call her and ask her. I swear on my life. And my mom's like, I am so beyond disappointed in you. And I was just like, like, I'm in high school too, just bawling my eyes out. That's a true story. It was horrifying. That's one thing I'm lucky though for. My parents don't yell.
And what's even worse though is like you just don't want to disappoint your parents.
I know.
And it sucks because as much as I tell myself, like, I make my decisions based on myself and what's best for me and my future, still something in the back of my head and the back of everyone's head, yep, it's like you want to make sure your parents are proud of you.
Have you ever felt like you've disappointed your parents?
Yeah, a lot. And
like,
it's the
is there like a one thing that you did that you were like, oh shit, like, just I'm trying to think of human things that I've done, yeah, that I've totally disappointed my parents, and it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, when I like first got out of college, I had strictly a fitness job because I gave myself like 2 years. I was like, I'm gonna work in fitness and have fun, and like,
yeah,
I'll get my corporate job in a little bit. And I lasted about six months in a fitness job because I had this like overwhelming loom over my head thinking that my parents wanted me to have a job with a 401k, health insurance. And I mean, my
savings,
you know,
account.
Like they would like maybe bring it up, but it wasn't, they would never tell me to like, you should be using your degree. You majored in public health, maybe health insurance and all, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So I ended, yeah, up making the decision myself and going to Optum, you know, which is a healthcare company.
You're my competitor, right?
Yeah.
Now.
As a healthcare advisor. Hated my goddamn life. And what do you know? I'm back, yeah, with fitness, and yet I still have a 401k and savings and all that other
and you're
good
doing
stuff.
Amazing things.
So it's like
sometimes,
yeah. And now my parents get it, and yeah, they're like, okay.
So I was going to say sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah. As cheesy. Sorry. One more thing.
No.
As cheesy as this is, I had brunch with my dad actually on Sunday, and this is so ironic that we're bringing this up right now because
we didn't have any family dynamics episode.
Yeah.
Cause what are you about
to
say?
Because I've never told him this, but I told him, I said, thank you for always letting me like pick my career. Oh. And you've never said one, like he really has never ever said one thing to me about it. Like I just thought he thought something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more supportive than my mom, honestly, when it comes to like me wanting to do what makes me happy. Cause I, yeah, think he worked so hard to become a doctor and like he's gone through ups and downs in life and
totally,
he like just wants me to be happy. So I just told him that and,
oh,
you know, tell
what
your,
did he
go
say?
Call your, he was like, thank you. Thank you. And so, you know, call your parents, y'all. Call your parents, y'all.
That,
okay,
makes me so happy.
I know, it made me happy too.
Oh, your sweet dad.
I know, it was really,
oh,
sweet.
God,
we went to Free House. I had some yolk porn.
Mm. Oh, yummy!
That breakfast bowl there.
I saw.
Oh,
it. It looked fucking
God,
bomb.
Yes, Mama.
What was I going to say about the
yeah,
parent dynamic? No, that's
jobs.
You're fine. Oh, just disappointment. I was going to say like the first time they found out I had sex was a disappointment.
Oh.
My dad was disappointed when I got a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He was not happy really.
Wait,
about
can
that.
Can we hear more about the sex one?
Ooh, rough. It was rough. It was not
little,
good.
You can give little detail.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to relive it, do you?
No, it's like scarring. I I get the wrong. I'm gagging. I had sex at an early age, and I wish I wouldn't have, but I did.
It's okay.
And
you were young. It's hard to make those decisions when,
true,
you're little, and someone's older than you.
True. And it was just, it was not a good relationship. But I was on birth control. Actually for my periods, cause they're so severe. Like it makes me feel extremely sick. But I was on birth control. Everything was fine. And then my period didn't come and it didn't come and it didn't come.
What?
And it didn't come. And I was like, holy shit. I don't even want to admit how old I was. I was very young and I was like, oh my God, to my boyfriend. I'm like, what the hell do we do? Like, I don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do. And think about it. You
that would
think
be the most scary feeling
it
ever
was
as a young
thing.
Kid.
And my mom always told me like to tell her things, but she wasn't as vocal and expressive as I always kind of wanted her to be, which is interesting because when you think back, you're like, I wish my parents would have sat me down and had these horrible, awkwardly terrible conversations. Yeah. I wish, you know, but because I didn't have them. So I had to go to my mom's house, or I was at my mom's, and I was like, Mom, I had to tell you something horrible, but what happens if you like you have a baby? Like what happens? You know, like just a really weird question. I couldn't say it. And she was like, what? And I'm like,
what happens if like you accidentally as a young child, like had a penis entry?
I'm a little scared. I might need a plan B. And she was like, plan B, why? And I was like,
20 weeks later.
Like literally, she like I'm looking at her like this, and she like started crying, and I was like, oh Jesus criminy. And how I felt guilty for like 2 years after that. I mean, I didn't even want to be in that situation anyway.
So was your period just late?
It was extremely late, okay. But I did end up getting it. But extremely late at
that's
that.
That's so scary.
Horrifying. Oh. Horrifying. Yeah, but yeah, she was obviously extremely disappointed. But it's interesting. I'm like, I almost wish my parents would have talked about those things way earlier, mm-hmm. because maybe I wouldn't have been, and it's not on them,
yeah.
but as curious and as like peer pressured, I don't want to say, like, you know, like influenced by people around me to do things that I didn't know about or didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
You know, so, and it's not their, oh my God, it's not their fault, but it's just interesting to see how you like do mm-hmm. these things and think back of like, could that have been avoided? I don't really know, yeah. but it, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like things that I think about that I'm like, oh, I wish, you know, I'm going to do that with mm-hmm. my family, you know.
I'm kind of chuckling, not because of your story, but what? The fact that like we were like, we'll make this episode short and we just could keep going.
We could
like,
keep like, rolling.
We're kind of off topic, but okay, you go now. What do we want to talk about next? I know.
I was just thinking about, okay, what's fun to think about is, because it just gets thought starters. What's normal in your family that is like you probably think is not normal in other people's families?
You mean what's not?
Or sorry. What's normal to your family that's likely probably not normal to other people's families?
Something that my family does that's weird. I want to keep it a little longer because we were talking. Yeah,
come on. My parents have always sworn around us.
Wait, do you want me to answer it or you want to answer it?
No, I'm saying, sorry. I was going to say one as a thought starter.
Okay. She asks me a question. She answers.
I really don't
have many. So you can riff off
swearing.
Of it.
Swearing. We've sworn all the time. We've sworn since I can remember. Like, it's just not really like a, oh my God.
That's actually cool to hear, just because you don't like swear excessively. There it is. Excessively, you know, on the daily. And it's because like you don't think it was like, you know, taboo or no. like you can't say it and it was you know.
It was always for expression, not yeah. for like, yo, turn on the fucking TV.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's just like if something was really upsetting.
That's funny because, you know, my family was complete opposite, and now I do like, I kind of have a dirty mouth now.
Do you have a little potty mouth?
Yeah, you gotta do. Kind of do sometimes.
Can you think of anything?
Well, yeah, like we couldn't even say the word fart. We had to say toot. Like, are you kidding me?
We talked about toots and farts and poop. We didn't give a flying F.
Fart was a bad word, but stop. Toot was safe.
You're kidding me.
No, we couldn't say fart. It was aggressive. We had to say toot. Or if I said, God dang it, not allowed.
God dang it.
It had to be, gosh dang it. Yeah, it was so weird. But no, something weird that we do, we have some weird sayings, I guess.
Like what?
We used to, before Jersey Shore was a thing, we would always use the word snooky.
What?
Like, this room is really snooky, which means
like
it's
cozy?
Like cozy. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And whenever someone like sneezes or coughs, I think it might be Dutch or something, but we always go hata. Like if someone's coughing, oh, hata. I don't know. Okay, third one.
I've never heard of these things in my life.
Third one is my dad calls all the kids Hanyaks, like
Hanya?
hoodlums, but it's Hanyaks.
What is that?
You guys are little Hanyaks.
What is that?
I don't know.
That was three words I've never heard in my entire life besides Snooki.
Some weird sayings, like if someone said, oh, I see. Like, oh, I get it, I see.
Yeah.
We'd have like, I see, said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw. Like a little saying. What? Or you walk in the door and you're like, home again, jiggity jog, went to the market to buy a fat hog. Like shit like that.
What is going on? I feel like I'm in a scary, like, old folks tale. I'm scared. Those like creep me out and I don't know why. Don't they give you kind of the heebie jeebies? Or maybe they're home for you. I'm sweating. No. I was like kind of getting hot there. I was like, what is this woman?
It's because
home again, home and jiggity jog, down to the creek and around in the fog.
Wait, I'm crying.
Oh my God. I remember we had two like sayings, but like, I'm so dead. I mean, my mom used to say, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And then she goes, chuck, chuck. And I'd go, no, stop. Because it's like end of it.
That one I've heard before. But
or yes. What was it? Oh my God. I'll sing this one for you guys. My mom used to sing this to me. Okay. Ready? So I went downtown and I walked around the block and I walked right into a bakery shop. I picked 3 donuts out of the grease and handed a lady a 5-cent piece. She looked at the nickel and she looked at me and she said, "This nickel's no good to me. It's a hole in the middle and it's all the way through. And I, there's a hole in the donut too."
Oh, that's actually really cute.
My mom used to sing that to me, but your tails.
No, yours are cute. Mine are. Yeah. Now. Okay. It's funny because I thought they were kind of normal until I shared it on the podcast.
Jackson's geeking in the back too, you guys.
Apparently they're not normal.
Oh my God,
but that
I'm
was the
sweating.
Point. That is
Wait,
the point.
If I was ever dating someone and for the first time you walked through the door and your mom and dad both said the hog one or whatever, I'd be like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
Turn around and walk out.
That was kind of the point I was getting to.
They don't really do it anymore. It was more like childhood things,
that is,
you know?
So funny.
You guys wrote in some funny ones too.
Oh God.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead.
Yeah, but home again, jiggity jog, went to the market to buy a fat hog. All right. So you guys, we asked what your family does that you think is normal that others would think is weird. Some good ones. Smoke sesh on Thanksgiving morning.
No way. Oh my God. That's so,
I fucking love it.
That's amazing.
This is my girlfriend from high school or from middle school and high school, I guess. And I can totally picture her doing this. They still do this. She says, "We take turns listening to music videos and singing in front of each other."
I just am picturing that, like, in the living room. Yeah, I got a pocket full of sunshine. Okay, you know this one. "We get drunk together and walk around the neighborhood at 11 p.m. getting our steps in." Oh, my God.
Goals.
Yeah, that's amazing.
"Live with parents until marriage. They expect a kiss on the cheek, hi and bye every time I see them."
Oh, wow. Yep. "Follow each other's locations." Okay, my family does that too.
I was just going to ask what your thoughts are on that.
I think it's, I guess we do it, so I think it's normal. Yeah. But I removed my grandma. Sorry, grandma. Because she would always ask me what I'm doing when I was like really busy. And I felt bad if she saw that I was like on the lake and wasn't texting her back.
Oh,
so
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I hated that my mom called. But now I'm like, I totally get it.
I was going to say, do your parents?
Yeah. I think so. Get together multiple times a week for Wednesday dinner and Sunday brunch. I like that.
Oh, that's nice though. Pee with the door open. We do that.
I do that too.
Okay. I was going to say we do it.
Funny
story.
Is
that weird? What?
So, one, before this episode, I was peeing and I didn't shut the door all the way.
Oh yeah. Jackson's already
Jackson walks by. He's like, "Are someone in there?" I'm like, "Yep. Door's wide open. Sorry."
I thought you said, like, "Don't close the door." I'm like, why do you not want me to close the door?
No, please close the door. I kind of forgot.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. So, oh, I think it's funny because I'm the only one in my family that pees with the door open.
You're the only one?
Yeah.
So, you're just like, hey.
Everyone else pees with the door closed.
I don't know why. We just don't close the door. I don't either,
but apparently I'm weird.
Okay, we call my parents by their first name 90% of the time. Interesting. Okay.
Talk about our sex lives.
Whoa. Poop talk every family get together, usually while eating. Oh, my. Wait, savage. I love
savage.
It.
Savage. It's probably Sid's family.
Oh my God. It is kind of like my family. The only other ones that I wrote down were, so I said swearing, inappropriate jokes. My dad just is like kind of crazy. Not like inappropriate towards any of us, but he'll just be like, "Oh yeah, she looked a little sexy," or say something like that. And we're just like, "Dad, what?" My dad, like, you know how dads usually are like, "What are you wearing? Like, you shouldn't wear something that short or something." My dad's always like, "Oh yeah, you look great." My dad like compliments me more when I'm wearing like a crop top. He's like, "Oh wow, look at you. You look so muscular." That's what he always says. Yeah.
I remember like going to high school parties.
Oh.
And like, oh, I would just like put like a jacket on. Like,
I know,
go downstairs.
Wear something like over it, like a big tee.
Yeah. And I'm like, bye. My dad would be like, bye. But I would always be so self-conscious. It's not like I ever wore anything crazy.
No.
But
I mean, but even like,
you know,
spandex when you're younger,
shorts,
I'm like,
yeah,
ugh.
Ew.
My dad, yeah, he, oh, and we would watch reality TV like it was like religion. Like we watched it as a family. Like we've seen every episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, New York City, New Jersey, you name it, including my dad.
I wish my parents would watch reality TV with me.
I don't know why. It was so fun. Yeah. Like, we looked forward to it.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Oh, and we used to sleep in the... It was normal for us. I slept at the end of the bed in my parents' room when I would get freaked out.
Oh.
Like a scary movie.
At the foot of the bed, like a little
literally,
dog.
Literally, like this way. Instead of up and down, I'd sleep like the long way.
I would fucking...
I was so scared.
If I was the mom, I'd kick you off the bed.
I know.
Bed.
Oh God. Anyway, yeah, weird things. But what I was gonna say was, it kind of makes you think of like, okay, first of all, what are people gonna think is weird about my family? But like, you shouldn't care. It's your family. But what do you look for in a family when you go over to meet somebody's parents or like meet other people? And I wrote down a few things that I look for, and then I'm going to ask you these questions, so don't look at those. But I look for how the mom is treated, like from the dad, how emotionally connected the family is. That's super important to me because we're like, my family is best friends, but I almost wish we were more like lovey-dovey, like hugging each other and like complimenting each other, you know, like things like that. We're getting better. Like, is it awkward? Does it feel weird? Like, is there a good conversation, roles in the family? Like, is there like clear roles? Like, that's the mom's job. That's the dad's job.
Oh.
I actually don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
So that's an interesting take from my side. And then, loving pieces, like, you know, what I learned from other people. So like, yeah, are they hugging? Are they like pulling each other's chair outs? Are they complimenting each other? Did they say please and thank you?
And I love that. And I agree with a lot of those. I do think it's hard to... Like you said, even when you were explaining this, like, you can work on more things as a family. Like, I love the fact that, like, I do hug my dad. I do hug my mom. And we are kind of cuddly. But there's definitely things that, like, I wish we were closer with emotionally or...
just better at.
Yeah, too. Better at. And it's hard because I'm always afraid someone's going to judge my family on something when it's like, I love my family and we might just be a little different than theirs. But I agree with a lot of those. And I think it's important to, like, make sure... the basis of the family is lovable, respectable, but I think you got to give other families a little bit of slack too. Yeah, a little bit of slack. Like, if you go over to your mom's house and like your parents aren't together anymore, if someone's judging you right off the bat because your parents aren't together,
totally,
you know, it's like, that's not fair either. So
it's a good point too. Yeah. And it's just things that you can like look for to note. Those are things in my head that I'm like, oh, I wonder how that is. Like, I wonder how that dynamic
is.
Like, what, you know, like, and I never, you don't judge people and their families because it's closed doors. It's their life and how they grew up.
But it's still important to see how they treat each other.
That was
because like the mom treating the dad and the dad treating the mom, because like yelling versus
I don't
just like
yelling.
A, yeah.
I will never yell at my kids. It's not my thing. I don't yell. I've not yelled. My parents didn't yell at me. I'm so thankful for it. These are questions I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Like intimidating level, like 1 to 5.
Okay.
Like 1 being in that, I don't really care. 5 being like, what
I care
the
a lot.
Fuck? Yeah.
Okay. Like a deal breaker, maybe?
Okay. They drink a lot when you're together.
The family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So 1's fine?
1's fine. 5 is like,
yeah,
whoa.
If they have a good time when they're together, like card games, they're all drinking. I don't have to drink a lot if I don't want to. Yeah, I'd say 2.
Yeah.
2, 3.
The father or the mother doesn't pay attention to the other person very much.
Oh.
Like, they do not, like, they don't even really acknowledge each other.
4.
Okay. They pray intensely before every meal and insist that you are a part of it.
I don't mind if that's, I don't mind. 2, 3, 2.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
if I were to say no and they were like, no, you have to, but I wouldn't mind joining in on that.
Yeah, exactly.
My family used to pray, Lordly, thank thee for this food for Jesus' sake, amen.
Wait, did you sing it?
No, but we would say it, but whenever Christmas happened, it would turn into a song.
Oh, I love that. I kind of like that. Extremely loud yelling, like at each other.
That's a 5 for
it's
me.
It's a 5. Okay. No rules, no curfews, no nothing.
I would do it differently. But 2.
2, because it's not your family. Okay, what if their dad came down in a wetsuit calling himself the Muffin Man?
What?
1 to 5.
Wait, say it again?
What if the dad came down in a wetsuit at a birthday party and called himself the Muffin Man?
1, I love it. I love that.
My dad did that at my birthday party.
Oh my God.
My dad.
I could totally picture your
dad. He did that and I was so fucking mad at him.
Oh.
I was so mad at him, and I was young too, and I was so embarrassed. I was crying in the bathroom.
I'm the Muffin Man.
He's like, I'm the Muffin Man. He's in a wetsuit, comes down carrying the like cupcakes, but he called himself the Muffin Man, and all my friends were like, like, it's funny, but they're confused. Like,
please,
oh my God,
is there a picture from this?
I'm sure there is, but I was so pissed.
Oh,
I was like, Dad, you gave me ruined my birthday party.
Oh my God. Should we share the listeners?
Let's
now?
Share the listener Kay. Ones.
So we asked the listeners, you guys
out there,
a time you met the family and knew it wasn't going to work.
Oh, okay.
We screenshot some of the good ones. This is a great one. They called me the wrong name.
Rough.
Ouch.
Rough. When he warned his family that I came from immigrants so they wouldn't make any bad jokes.
That's not good.
That is so effed up.
Yeah. Some of these aren't always funny. Some of these are actually serious.
They're like serious, yeah.
Met the Rents and they called my boyfriend's last hookup their future daughter-in-law to my face. Okay.
Uncomfortable. He and his mom bickered about a literal Bud Light. Oh my God. So I can't read today. You guys, I wonder if I am a little cray cray in the head. Okay. Let me try this again. He and his mom bickered about a literal light bulb during dinner. Okay. So they just bickered about something stupid.
The dad looked like a thumb. Hell no. My future flashed before my eyes.
Sad. My ex's mom, she told me to get my ass in the shower, and that's a direct quote. Jeez, what is she saying? She's dirty?
I think so.
God.
Realizing their style of arguing was screaming at each other and acting like nothing happened.
Okay, brutal. Her dad immediately went into politics and started to get real aggressive with questioning. Oh, that. Okay, can you imagine? Picture yourself sitting at that dinner.
I would walk out.
I couldn't handle that.
I would just say, we're not talking about it. No one's making a difference if you sway anyone's opinion. You have your opinion. Everyone shut the fuck up.
Yeah, literally. Two groups for
that would be
millions
so crazy.
And millions of people. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. His dad and I would always be in a thermostat battle when I came to visit.
Oh, classic. They were Packers fans. Uh-oh.
This is a good one. Major mama's boy. My son can do no wrong energy.
God, that gives me flashbacks. Her mom was a Karen. Oh.
They didn't eat dinner together.
Oh, sad. When he kissed his mom on the lips. Oh, wait, no way someone sent that in.
Honestly, this is my friend. She's hilarious. Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud.
We can bleep it.
Okay. She's the one who initially, when we did our first red flag or deal breaker, she was the one who gave me the idea about he kissed his mom on the lips. Because she had an ex who did it.
I mean, listen, we've talked about how it depends on the family dynamics. It depends on who it is. But I just don't. I am like,
well,
not about it.
This family dynamic, like, I know who she's talking about. And she was like, nope.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There's somebody I know from somewhere I grew up. I'm just going to keep it very vague. And the mother posts pictures of like all the family members kissing on the lips, like all the time on Facebook. Like they like, I love my son so much. And it's literally a picture of them like this.
Slobbering.
Kissing. Like, selfie. Who takes a selfie kissing? I don't know. Sorry. No. I'm not judging. It doesn't make sense. Okay. His mom stalked my Instagram and told me which pictures I should take down. That's bad. That's really bad.
That gives me anxiety.
Oh my God.
Knowing the family isn't it, she says, my then boyfriend said my family was too loud and didn't want to be around them.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're too loud. You're too quiet.
Okay, we have a couple more.
Okay. When they said energy healing is the devil's work.
She had only boys and they were mama's boys. She thought I was taking him away.
Oh, my God. He asked his mom asked if I could get my tattoos removed and I needed the Lord to save me. Are you serious? These are horrible.
Yep. That's all she wrote, though.
But sheesh.
Those are legit real listeners in our Instagram DMs right now. Like, it's just crazy to me.
I remember absolutely ex's crazy. Parents being like, oh, how many tattoos do you have? Oh, my God. I didn't know you even.
Right.
I didn't know you had any or like comments like that or what was
it? Oh,
that?
There was one. Sorry.
Oh, no.
There was one more. There was two more DMs because they didn't fit in the question box.
Oh, yeah.
So knowing the family isn't the one. Met his dad and he asked me what my major was. I said kinesiology. He says, oh, is that like levitation and shit? Yes, it's levitation. I'm Harry Potter and I go to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Shake my head.
Oh, my.
The other one was,
oh, God.
I was meeting my ex-boyfriend's family for the first time. While we were having dinner, his dad kept calling him whipped and a pussy for having one girlfriend. I said, no, sir, and ended things soon after that.
You're joking.
That makes me livid.
You're actually joking.
Who was that? I need to.
That's disgusting. Absolutely. That would be horrible. Like,
right?
And sometimes, like, okay, I want everyone to think about this. Think about the person that you've been around, whether you met them in passing at a restaurant or you grew up with them and they were not a great human and maybe they didn't have very good influence on themselves or, from parents or figures, whoever it is. And they're still a not nice person and they spread just hatred and bad shit.
That's the dad.
And they're going to go off and have kids or that's the guy, you know, that he becomes a dad. And then how do you expect everybody to be good when your father figure and you don't know any better, yeah, or mother figure, whoever it is, or who, you know, whatever, is like just spreading shit in your brain that you're, as you're developing.
And it's hard because that dad probably didn't grow up with a sturdy household either,
or not even
sturdy, but a lovable household. So it's like, it just,
something must have happened.
Like a chain reaction. But at the same time, like, what do you think? Nature versus nurture? Versus, you think, like, would his kids be destined to be an asshole?
Science says the brain develops and continues to develop. It depends how much, you know, friends he has at school and if his parents, like, yeah, you know, I don't know. There's a lot. It's a complete mix of the two.
You can have two kids, same parents. One kid could be the president. One kid could be an addict. Like, I think it really does have to do with who you surround yourself with.
Agreed.
You could still have the same experience or the same parents, but your experience and your outlook on the life is it could be very different.
I wrote down 3 different quotes because of that story reminded me of things that I've heard, like, from either friends or like exes' families. Yeah. And like, not, this is nobody that anybody knows. So if you're listening, you think you know who it is, I 100% know it's not that family. I've had someone say, you can't do those things. And I asked why. And it's because it's a man's job. That's like someone saying, like, that's a man's job. Oh, why would you wouldn't do that? That's a man's job.
Who is saying someone else's dad. Family said this to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me trying to say, like, oh, I'm just going to fix blah, blah, blah. And you, none of you, you can't do that. It's a man's job. Someone said, girls are so emotional. Girls have too many feelings. Of course you do that, like, because you're a girl. I remember, yeah, I told a story. What was it about? You know, I remember, so my family, I'll openly say this, we all think we're like witches. It's like a weird thing that we talk about, but it's like, it's not weird to us. It's like a bonding thing. It's more of like a spirituality thing than anything else, but we are all witches. And I remember it weirded somebody out so much that, like, they didn't want to see me anymore because their parents were so against wizardry. And I'm like, do you think that I'm actually creating a concoction in my basement to bubble, bubble, boil in trouble? Like, come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Were they like very religious?
They were pretty religious, but more so just like a little bit sheltered, in my opinion, like just a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain this a little more?
I don't even know how it got to it, but I was just somebody, like, I was seeing.
Can you
like
move
what
like
I do?
Items? Yeah, can you move items with your eyes?
No, I can't do anything crazy. I used to be able to, like, I've sensed and seen ghosts before, and they've like done things around me, which is something I've wanted to talk about on the podcast.
Oh my gosh. We should talk about it like in October.
I know, that's what I was thinking too, like a spooky episode, yeah, and maybe like, but I don't know, but talk about all, I'll tell all my ghost stories that I know. My mom has a lot.
Oh, we should have her on.
My mom has a lot. My mom has a little bit of like weird power thingies that have happened. I don't want to give any of them away though, but yeah, no, it's nothing
that's
insane.
Cool.
Like I begged though, I was laying in bed and I was getting really freaked out, and I begged that nobody try to contact me anymore because I was getting too like stressed about it. Like, it was just overwhelming. Cause I felt like I was like, I could feel someone like on my shoulder. I've seen people
what?
Like standing.
How old were you?
I mean, young, the younger you are, they say the more likely it is you'll see. And as I get older, I see a lot less, and I haven't seen anything for a long time after I asked that nobody contact me. Yeah.
This is fucked up.
I know. And then you look at me and you're probably like, oh my God, she's got something wrong with her.
I'm
she's
like,
a witch.
I'm like, you're a little crazy, but
no,
I'm like, you a witch, or like you need like just to like maybe settle, get a back massage, maybe some Xanax.
Yeah, literally. You're like, I'm like, I'm fine. My eyes twitching. But here's the thing. My mom is not afraid of like anything.
Yeah.
Because she grew up in a haunted house. And her parents told her it wasn't real. And she was seeing things and they were like, no, it's not real. And I'm not even going to give you any detail. But imagine that when if you're seeing all these things and hearing all these things, and so are your siblings, and your parents are like, nah, that's not real. Like, shit, you think you're going crazy. And then turns out all her siblings are seeing the same thing. And so were her cousins and everybody that came to the home.
That's so, so interesting. It's like in the lineage.
So it kind of just made her into this independent. She's the youngest too. Independent, like a non-fearful human being. Yeah. Anywho, we're going to talk about ghosts later.
We need an episode on that.
And Jackson's like, hell yeah, you do. We will 100% have a ghost episode.
We need a follow up with this.
Anywho, that's all I got with that.
Yeah.
But I got something exciting for you guys.
What do you got for me?
Autumn is in the air. The pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your man doesn't carve his pumpkins when he's grooming. If you know what I'm saying, make sure he's keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Ladies, do we really want to cuddle up with the dude who isn't trimmed? Get him to take the leap into fall with Manscaped. Help him join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20, okay? Let's see here. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulas, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
Then, after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, make sure he boosts his balls with the Crop Reviver. Get 20% off free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Make sure his balls are fresh this fall with Manscaped.
God, they're good.
Shit.
Pumpkin spice lattes and ball balm. Nothing
have
like
you
that.
Have you had a pumpkin spice latte yet?
Not yet. I'm going to get one tomorrow.
I got an iced one 2 days ago.
Was it good?
And it is. Why is it so good?
It's annoying that it's good, and it's annoying that we're all these girls in our fall little boots and our little flannels. We're all going to be, you know.
I had a memory pop up on my Snapchat the other day of I used to live with two roommates, Maddie and Sav, and they're both the girls that are like pumpkin, love candles, love scents.
And they, oh my God, and are they the ones really with the signs? Like,
yes.
Fall's like, going to be cozy.
Wait, this is so funny you said that because, yes, signs everywhere in our house.
I knew it.
Maddie had one that said something like, freckles are just stars in the sky because she has freckles, like something weird like that. I don't remember. She's
gonna make memories.
She's gonna kill me if she listens to this.
Like, literally, yeah, something like weird in the bathroom above the toilet.
Yeah, my Snapchat came up and they both came home at the same time from different stores. And they both bought like 12 different scented candles, like different pumpkin spice, like variances, different pumpkin spice, like syrups. Everything was pumpkin spice, pumpkins. And they both came home at the same time. And I had our whole kitchen counter just pumpkin spice. I miss that. They were like awesome around holidays because they would decorate and stuff.
Just
and
the fall time. Just fall time. Beautiful.
Okay. Sorry. That got a little off topic.
Okay. So anywho.
Let's get into straight candid moments. Is it presented by Stray Candid?
It's presented by Stray Candid.
Fuck yeah.
Stray Candid is. Moments by Stray Candid this time. All right. So let's see.
Yes. Okay. So someone wrote in. It's still presented by Bud Light, y'all. Just so you know.
Just FYI. All right.
Stray Candid Moments presented by Bud Light Seltzer. So someone wrote in and said, literally the first words out of. So this girl, sorry. Wow. I'm talking way too fast. Reel it in. Okay. So someone wrote in. And she went to this person's house, met the parents, which is why it was really relevant. DM'd. Literally the first words out of his mother's mouth were, "Hot damn, she got birthing hips, son. Marry that girl and give me some grandkids." Awkward. Okay.
What?
I guess it was a dude.
But now that I'm still. Reading it.
Anyways. Oh my God. I thought it was kind of funny.
No, it was funny.
To share.
It was.
But kind of.
You go. Okay. I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, I kind of.
People did laugh.
People didn't laugh because I fucked it up. I fucked up the punchline.
When you fuck up the punchline.
Okay. Should I try again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go one more time.
No. Okay.
You don't want to read it again?
No.
She's over it.
I'm embarrassed.
Okay. That's okay. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. I've embarrassed myself like 10 times on this episode, so it's fine. Okay. So hashtag straight candid advice needed. So this is someone wrote this in and I'm going to read it quickly and we're going to get to it. Okay. We're going to help this chick. I am a 20-year-old girl from Sweden. I love your podcast. I can relate to so many things that you are talking about and it helps me not feel so alone in my experiences. Okay. So the question.
Oh, this is, she emailed us,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Am I overreacting or am I right for being upset? She says. So I'm dating this guy. He's 3 years older than me and we have been dating for about 4 months. I am in my sexual prime. She said she's 20 while he seems to be getting out of that phase, which is a bit frustrating for me. Anyway, at the time it had been a few days without having sex and I wanted something to happen. So this night we go to bed and things are heating up and I get excited. But as soon as he doesn't take the initiative, which he always does, I know he wants me to, in quotes, take care of him, which I have no problem with. I'm assuming this means like, you know, giving the hand job or whatever it may be. Just as soon, a what? Or a blowjob, yep. But as soon as he is done, I get sad because I was hoping I could start him off and then he could do stuff, we could do stuff together. The worst thing is he didn't take care of me after I took care of him. I have done that twice now and he has never taken care of me. Am I overreacting over the fact that he did not see that I have needs as well? I have to talk to him about, I just don't know what and to do and want to know your input. I'm simply overthinking the fact that he always gets to be taken care of, but apparently I don't. Also after that, I became more awake because I was I wanted something to happen. He can fall asleep really easily and I can't. So I'm just sitting there, on his sofa in the middle of the night, upset while he's sleeping in the bedroom. Am I just overreacting? So she wrote this in the middle of the night
after these things had happened
to get advice. And we promised her we'd get her advice. And I had been thinking about my answer with this cause we read it a few times.
And honestly, I think every girl listening can relate to
Everyone can relate to it. It's
how many blowjobs have you given and not been given something
in
return?
It makes me want to smack my young self, honestly, yeah. Because I want to be like, get the hell out of there.
If you get a blowjob and maybe I don't get anything in return, you owe me for the next 3 days.
Well, come
on. Back rubs, other things like
special things.
Yeah.
Maybe dinner.
Come on, man.
I just don't. It's not worth wasting your time on somebody that's not going to give you what you need, especially if you're in your, you know, how you say sexual prime and you're like learning about yourself and your sexuality. And maybe you feel comfortable around this person, but this in itself makes me feel uncomfortable. So it's not worth your time. It's not worth feeling that way. It's worth finding somebody that you can have fun with, even if you don't want something serious.
I also think that she needs to, like, has she communicated this with him though?
I'm not sure.
Like, I think she should start with that. Like, open communication, especially in the bedroom, it's a little difficult, awkward to talk about, but that is so, so important. So I'd obviously bring it up to him. Number one, for me, I think a lot of people say don't talk about sex like right after you have sex because it's the wrong time.
I know, and it's
the most natural, and I do it every time. I'm like, oh my God, that was so hot when you did this. Like, next time you should try this. And I don't know. It's just so easy to do it right after sex. So like,
so it's not
once
awkward.
After you do that, like, tell him what you want.
Speak up if you're not getting what you want.
Tell him.
Sometimes people don't realize it. I mean, you should give if you're getting. I mean, I feel like that's just like common courtesy for one thing. But it's like if he doesn't know that you want that, or maybe he thought you just wanted to give. Like, I mean, and I'm not making excuses for him, but if you're not saying anything, it's hard for people to interpret or assume. Yeah. Let alone if he's that selfish, get the hell away from him. Yeah.
Also, like, another tip, if you don't want to maybe bring it up to him, or you don't want to completely like just tell him direct, like, this is what I want, or you should do this. What if you just like started touching yourself after, you know, and he's like, oh, what's going on? You're like, well, I want to get off too.
Yeah. Like, you're not doing anything.
I would probably think it's hot, and then he would go into it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's different ways to try it. But I will say, like, if you're fooling around somebody and you're having fun, like, don't waste your time with somebody that you're not going to feel pleasured out of and, like, mm-hmm. get what you need out of it. Then mm-hmm. it is awkward. But if you're able to have sex with somebody or, like, you know, get to that emotional place with that person, you should be able to talk about it at the very, very least.
Exactly. So, and I think, start with that. And then if he doesn't reciprocate and doesn't take your advice, then,
then everything it's time to exit. Seriously, time to exit.
For sure. Huh. Wow.
Looky here. We're at the end of the podcast.
How long was that, Jackson?
Hour 8.
Oh, hour 8. God. We're like, it's going to be like 30
minutes.
It's going
to be shorts. And if you made it all the way here, sorry, we had a little rough in the beginning. I was kind of a little brain dead, but my rap hit me.
Dude, I don't think it was rough at
all. No, it
wasn't. The beginning.
I thought I was rough. I thought I was like, do, hello.
Honestly, I thought the beginning was so fun.
Okay, good.
I had a great time.
Maybe I blacked out. I don't know where it was, but
I honestly felt like I was just sitting on the couch because I realized halfway through.
We're like,
I literally like sit so close to you and stare in your eyes.
Jackson's probably like, oh, they're going to, oh,
I'm like,
they might kiss.
I like, I need to sit. Facing
like, I know I was facing that way the whole time. You guys like, subscribe, go rate. If you made it all the way here, we really appreciate it and it helps us grow. I know I say that every time, but what I mean by that is when we have growth on YouTube, it means more listeners. It means more opportunities for us. And that means more growth in our guests.
Also, if you're listening all the way to the end, I'm going to throw this out there. Sid, if you disagree, I guess we can talk about it later.
Okay.
Sorry. But everyone go leave a review. The best review, 5-star, you'll get
one free
hoodie. So we do have merch coming. It's very close. In fact, we did a little shoot today.
In fact, it's sitting in the room right now, but you don't.
We just have to figure out like how to sell it pretty much. But we will have a free hoodie for the first person who has the best review. So 5 stars, hit that review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
We'll have events coming up. We have shit that's going to happen. We'll see you. I promise you there's more coming. We finally got over the hump of all the craziness and now we are here. So I love you.
Love
I'm
you
so thankful for all of you and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. See you next Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, hey.
We should give away one free. I was just like,
yeah. Hey.